This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Wake up. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and a good morning to everybody out there. The first thing, if you park your car outside, your car is going, the windshield is going to fog up constantly until you get about halfway to work.
What are you talking?
Well, it's just moisture. It's just, you know, so? Really damp outside. Yeah, and it's, okay. You got to turn the, you know, the
defroster?
The defroster on, yeah. And you know, hope that that'll work. It did work eventually, but man, it was really, really a nightmare. I couldn't see out the side windows at all.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was just, it was like a roller coaster.
Pull over?
Boy, how risky. Yes, quite the excitement.
So, John, you're not the kind of person who preheats your car?
No. I wish I could. I wish I had one of those gizmos
like
that would start the
car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I hear that, you know, people steal your car in winter. You know, they look around for cars that are started warming up outside and then just
fortunately,
take off.
I have a garage, so I don't have that issue.
Yes.
The only problem with my garage mm-hmm. is I have no way of seeing anybody walking down the sidewalk. It's yeah. There are bushes on either side, and it's on a slope. So I'm going down.
You're
backwards
going downhill
on a slope.
The sidewalk is right at the beginning of your door.
It is. So so what I've been doing the last few months is I honk,
yeah,
two or three times before I start backing out, and then as soon as I back out and I can actually see a little bit, I look again to the left and to the right and back of me.
Do you ever get a perturbed look from people?
I do, yes. I mean, still somebody will be standing 4 or 5 feet away just like, okay,
okay,
see.
Okay, you're honking. What are you doing,
go ahead,
old man?
Back out, and then I have to wait for traffic, of course.
You have to wait for that.
So they're waiting for me, and I'm waiting for the traffic, you know, and then they get all perturbed. They can't walk, you know, they can't walk around
get
me.
Get the hell out of that house.
I know. It's just ridiculous. It's 8 minutes past the hour.
Can you back into that?
No. Oh, man. I've done that a couple of times, but then I'm backing uphill into a small one-car garage with not a lot of leeway on either side of the it's a small garage.
In our advancing age, it's really hard to kind of swivel the neck, you know? I mean, you know, whole.
And I don't
really
have a backup
is.
Camera in my car, so that's the other.
Yeah, that's bad, too.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
I can do that if there's, like, no traffic, if it's, like, in the middle of the night, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Do it.
That's not good.
That's about the only time. Yeah.
Well, it'll keep you up at night.
Yeah. Well, it is chilly this morning. It's 39 degrees to start things out. You wonder what the afternoon high is going to be?
Yeah, you kind of wonder, how is it going to get warmer? I hope, you know.
It's going to be a little cool. Should we get the one-armed bandit going?
Yeah, let's do the one-armed bandit today.
Okay. See if we hit the jackpot. First number 0, second number 5. Third number 5, so 55, double nickels today.
All right.
Yeah, jackpot.
I know, you got a couple pennies out of that. Lucky you this morning.
Yeah. It's one of the side benefits.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know.
So, it's going to be a nice day. Yeah. Clear and sunny for the most part. Maybe a few clouds.
You know,
yeah, what's the matter?
I gotta say, it's not easy putting a show together anymore.
Well,
there's really nothing out there. Everybody's kind of recoiling from the election.
There's a lot of analysis. There's a lot of post-election analysis going on. Yeah. You know, just what happened? The post.
A lot of people blaming the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people blaming the media. You know, blaming whoever they want to blame.
I'm looking at a chart here. I thought this was kind of an interesting chart. Shift toward Trump since 2020. And I have to say, big thumbs up to Wisconsin on this chart. we have the second smallest shift tw- toward Trump, even though we're now a red state officially, having voted for Trump. But we had the smallest shift, plus 1.5%. Oklahoma is the only state that is, you know, did not shift as much, and that's 1.2%.
Okay.
But
a lot of the rest of the country.
Florida went 9.8%. Massachusetts, 8.8%. These are at the top of the list. So, yeah, everybody's shifting toward Trump because, well, he had a positive message like he did. And, you know, he connected.
Positively horrifying.
He connected with the blue-collar workers. You know, he was out there on the front lines.
Oh, sure.
You know, supporting unions and their benefits. He was right out there, you know, helping people behind the counter at McDonald's. You know, you gotta
got
to say, man,
votes.
That guy is, you know, he's a...
He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people. You're right.
Talks about the people all the time. What can the people do for him?
I'm very frustrated by that line of thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it was surprising. Some of the analysis showing that Kamala didn't do any better than Biden in a lot of these districts.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, she did.
Districts,
she didn't do any better.
Any better at
anywhere
all.
Anywhere in the country.
Anywhere in the country.
That was a surprising map. Remember, he came up and said, well, where did she do better? And the map came up with zero.
Nothing. Yeah, that's a shocker to me. I don't understand that. But I heard somebody talking about, you know, how much time did people that had never really known anything about Kamala Harris, how they didn't know her like they knew Trump. They knew what they're getting with Trump.
Right. Yeah.
Such as it is. They know Biden because he's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really know Kamala. They had 107 days to get to know her.
And no one knew anything about her. And, you know, they just said, well, you know, I can't take a chance on Kamala.
Apparently.
You know, Democrats.
I saw a funny but unfortunate picture of, like, you know how you can see Google searches and, like, the frequency of Google searches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of the searches related to Joe Biden dropping out of the race, there was a large spike right before Election Day. So the blissfully ignorant people who didn't even realize that he was not running, they found out like the day of or something around there.
Well, that's not encouraging at all.
Isn't that crazy?
What is happening in this society?
Well, I a lot of it is people have turned away from mass media, just regular news. You know, it's...
Gordy, you've hit on it exactly.
No,
they have turned away from mass media. They have turned away from the facts. They've turned away from newspapers, television, cable. They have turned away from that because they've been told that the media lies.
Yeah, fake news.
And you can't believe anything in the media. So they turned away, and now they want a simple answer from a simple man, and that is Trump. And all he has to do is lie and tell them that everything is sinking badly in the country.
He's got control.
Yep.
He's going to, you know, make it all right.
And that's what they did. They did that in the first 4 years of Trump's presidency. All he did was he rode the coattails of Obama's economy, did nothing, absolutely nothing, but said it was the best economy ever.
Yeah.
Everything was the best ever. People believe that. And they still believe it to this day. They think back on those times, and all they remember is Trump saying how great the economy was. He did nothing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great. He kept messing up the tariffs, of course. You know, he ended up putting a lot of farmers out of business and had to use our money, your and my federal tax dollars, to pay them off. And here we are where we're thinking, oh, well, everything was great during his 4 years. Let's put him back in place.
Yeah. Got a text in here from Catherine who chimes in. There's no Walter Cronkite. You know, and that's kind of what I'm thinking, too. You know, it used to be you'd go home, you'd watch the evening news while you're having dinner or before dinner.
There'd be one guy you could listen to.
Walter Cronkite, you know, Huntley Brinkley, whoever, you know, any of the big names. You can't even name the anchors right now. Nora O'Donnell, she's on CBS.
Yeah.
David Muir. I mean, but those... They're not appointment television like they used to be.
Right.
Now you can get your news anywhere you want, on your phone or on your laptop.
Well, there's Katie Couric, who did great interviews. Barbara Walters did great interviews.
Yeah.
In fact, they're rerunning those to just show us what Trump was like back in the 90s. But, you know, we have to go back in time. We're not
Sam
getting
Donaldson.
anybody today. What's going on today?
Yeah.
And we're always going to, like, Joe Rogan now. That, What is that all about? That's not my source of information.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the National
Day. They're criticizing 60 Minutes for making edits during the show, which is something they've been doing
forever.
Since the beginning of their show.
They've always edited their interviews.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's on the National Day calendar. Let's lighten the load a little bit, a little diversion.
I got that off my chest. All I want is Sam to remind me of what Bernie Sanders said.
Okay. All right.
We'll save that.
We'll not go down that road again.
What day is it today? Is it National Cash Back Day or not? Is it National Canine Awareness Day or not? Is it National Coffee Day or not? And is it National Men Make Dinner Day or National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
If you made up National Cash Back Day, I'm going to be really angry. Is that the one you made up?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That is not the one that I made up.
All right.
That's a real day.
No, I feel good.
You feel good
about
that you got it
wrong. Yes.
Okay. Sam, do you care to hazard a guess?
It's not coffee day.
You are correct.
All right.
But I wish it was coffee day because I've been on decaf for a couple of weeks.
Every day is coffee day.
That's
what the hell
right.
are you talking
coffee.
About?
Coffee? Where's our coffee guy?
Yeah. Where is he?
Where's he been?
Where are you? Buy some coffee.
My favorite guy.
Okay. It is National Cashback Day. Don't you love it?
We got a text here from Doug saying, will Hulk Hogan have a cabinet position?
That would be great. I like that.
Doug, don't let us forget that one, okay? Because every street person is getting a cabinet position in the Trump administration, but I forgot all about Hulk.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Yesterday, down at Mar-a-Lago, they had Elon Musk and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. there. Mm. Can you imagine that meeting of the minds? Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Bobby Kennedy Jr.
That's a think tank if I ever saw
it. Wow. What a lunch that must have been. It's National Cashback Day. Oh, we don't have time. Okay. First Thursday of November. Yeah. Well, we'll get started here. It's one big day of exclusive offers that give you the gift of cash back.
Remember when we used to get cash back at McDonald's?
Right.
Cash back from a dollar.
Yeah.
You could order like 3 burgers and fries and a shake and still get cash back.
How far back are you going here?
Well, since the beginning of McDonald's.
Yeah. Long time ago.
It was good stuff.
Now you get the cash back on your app. You can get a McDonald's app.
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess it saved you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 18 minutes past the hour. We'll get more of the National Day calendar and check the history book. And it's a whole lot more coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You all right? You gonna be okay?
I think I'm going insane.
I think
the election has definitely pushed me over the edge.
Oh,
we got busted pencils coming up in just a few moments.
That's right.
So stick around for that. We're going to talk about what happens. I don't know if they're going to want to talk about it. I suggested this to them. What would happen if we got rid of the Department of Education?
Yeah, what would happen?
And I posed that to them, but they may have a topic on their own, so we'll see what happens. It's their show.
Okay.
All right.
That's right. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy here, and this portion of our show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The question this morning is, what cabinet position should Hulk Hogan take?
In Trump's new cabinet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. This is the question of the day. We got to pass this along to Todd Alba. So
it's a good question.
We got to get an answer to this one.
What department would he fit in with? I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe we'll get some good suggestions.
By the way, this coming weekend is the Madison Marathon, I understand, right?
Yeah.
You run that every year?
I
guess that's a no.
There's a pet peeve I have about Madison. It's, you know, the bicyclists and the runners, okay?
Too many?
They shut down everything because of these people. Well, you know, if you're going to run, go out in the middle of the country someplace and leave us alone.
Really?
I know. I shouldn't be saying that. Good... You know, I'm a Madisonian now, but... Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm just tired of it.
We have a lot of parks. Beautiful places to run and bicycle. Well, that's true. You want to shut that all down?
Well, they should stay out of downtown.
Okay. All right. There's going to be a lot of street closures.
See, that's the problem.
Well, that is.
You know, if they would just go out to a cornfield someplace, go into a corn maze.
Run around in there?
Never watch.
Okay. That's a good idea. Marathon starts 7 a.m. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I might have something.
It encircles, encircles both Lake Wingra and Lake Monona before ending at the Capitol at 1:30. This is all Sunday, right?
10,000 K, is it? What was it? 200 miles?
No, there's a 10K and there's a half marathon along with the regular marathon.
All right. That sounds great. Fantastic. It starts a little too early.
Yeah.
Okay. Always too early.
Well, they want to get it.
But that's what's wrong with these people. You know, they get up early. Okay. They say you have to run. What's wrong with you?
A couple of my roommates are running in the marathon.
Oh, no.
They've been training for quite a while.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
I'm
also,
sorry about that.
It's another one of my roommates' birthday on Friday, and so we're having a party. They're gonna go from a party on Friday night to running a marathon the next morning. I don't know.
That's not going to work.
Exactly. I don't know how it's going to work out for them.
God. Well, okay. Well, they have an excuse to bow out early and not run 20 miles. Mm. What's 10K, isn't it? Like, 45 miles or something?
No, 10K is like probably 7.5 miles.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
And the marathon's like 26.2 or something like that?
Yes, 26.2.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Streets closed. Let's shut down Madison, okay? Let's just shut it down.
There's nothing else going on this weekend, right?
Right, exactly. Nothing's happening.
You don't like the bikes either, huh?
I don't. No, I don't like the bikes.
I bike all over the place, John.
Yeah, in fact, I saw Sam last night.
Really?
We went to Mike McCabe's book get-together. Yeah.
On Monroe Street.
You were kind of admiring my bike when we walked out afterwards.
It's a great Schwinn, what is it, a Schwinn?
Schwinn Speedster.
Oh, those
it's
are
a
nice.
Three-speed.
Those are nice.
It's a three-speed with skinny wheels and all that. Yeah. It threw me right back to my childhood.
It'd be nice to have three speeds again.
Just three. Yeah. That's all you need.
That's all you really need.
Yeah, exactly.
You really don't need 10 or 20.
And then
20 or...
on top of that, you need a motor in order to get right? Electronic motor.
Yeah. You know, that was a good get-together. We went to Mike McCabe's book.
Yeah, how was that?
At Mystery, yeah. Mystery to Me?
Yes.
Was politics brought up? Because that's right after the election.
Only for a moment or two.
It was, because people can't seem to disconnect Mike from the political writing that he's done in the past.
Oh, that's
and
too
so
bad.
Him writing a fiction book was just incomprehensible.
Yeah, but it was a really good get together and well attended, and I came in just as he was starting to talk. I got to the seat, I looked around, and there's Sam.
Yeah, wow.
I was shocked. I didn't know you were going.
Yeah. he told a really funny story from the book that he later said in the Q&A was a real story that had happened to him. I'm not going to explain it on the air right now. I'll tell you afterward, John. But
all right.
Pick up the book and read it. It's very good.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Could we ask him that question when he's our guest again?
We probably could, sure.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We'll let him tell that story. Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Then we'll do that.
Okay. You got to read the book.
I'm going to try. And
that's a ringing endorsement. What do you mean you're going
to? I go through so much material, you know, just to, you know, bring this show to the level that we expect it to be at every day.
Oh, okay. That's what you're doing.
Okay. I didn't think anybody would believe me, so.
Do you know that reading novels is actually, the older that you get, it's really good for your brain?
No, I didn't know that.
Because you have to, you know, I read a lot of nonfiction as well. Mm-hmm. I read a lot, but But reading fiction is really good for your brain because it helps you to keep track of all the characters and the plot lines and all that is good brain exercise.
Can you get that same reaction if you watch a movie or a series on TV?
I suppose you get similar reaction, but reading a book is, a singular experience. It's just you and the book and, you get into the characters and you kind of imagine the scenery described.
I probably need that as an exercise to keep track of characters and situations.
You need all the help you can get.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. Okay. I always need help. I have Anne, my wife, there to say, okay, now this plot line connects to that plot line.
Yeah, she's a writer. She's
a writer.
Like 20 or 30 books,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then never read any of them.
And then she's sitting over there and she said, well, okay, that's going to come back later and it's going to be the reason why everybody's doing this in the movie. Yeah. And it's like she's right every time.
Really?
She knows exactly who the protagonist is. She knows exactly what's going to happen and how they're going to discover it later on in the movie.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Movies have this incredible structure. Every movie has a structure, and it's the same structure for almost every movie, and I can't believe that they're able to do that.
There's a beginning, there's a middle, and an end.
But the midpoint, you know that the midpoint, something is going to happen to change the complexion of the movie for the next half of the movie. Yeah. It's just,
you surprised,
how do they do that?
I don't know. Okay. 6:29. Okay.
Pondering the big question.
Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
It's morning. Time to wake up, get some coffee, and call your parole officer. It's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
So we're on the run, right?
We are.
We're
on the lamb.
We're on the lamb, that's right.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. It's 6:34. Weather today, clear skies this morning. Lots of sunshine, a high about 55. Currently, it's 39.
And as we do each and every Thursday morning at 6:35, we go to Busted Pencils, one of the best educational programs on the radio. And these guys now have a regular slot on Saturdays at, I believe, 3 o'clock. Is that right, Tim?
3 o'clock on Saturdays. Yep, you can catch Johnny and me. We'll be doing all the things we used to do 5 days a week, full 1 hour show, and just really excited to be doing that. People are saying, can we call back in? And it's not live that you can call back in, but we do have a phone number where we are asking people to leave us messages. We're calling it our mailbag. So put that out there. So we're excited. We are really excited because the podcast is still dropping Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then we'll be having the show on Saturday. And the show on Saturday, people are like, is that an accumulation of what you guys did Monday, Wednesday, Friday? No, it's absolutely its own solid, independent show that drops on Saturdays at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you had a great program asking people to go out and vote. You covered every bit of ground on that program that I could think of, and it was just exceptional. I appreciate that, Tim.
Well, thank you, but it was obviously a massive failure.
Well, it was a good attempt anyway.
So now that Donald Trump's going to be taking things over, what are you hearing? What do you expect? Is the Department of Education going to be dismantled on day one? Is that one of the
maybe? I mean, that's the Project 2025, on the list. In fact, one of the high priorities of Project 2025, while education didn't necessarily get a big spotlight, quote, in the election, in the Project 2025, that is one of the, you know, kind of glaring things that jumps out is the plan to dismantle the Department of Education. Just to remind people, too, this is not a new idea coming out of some kind of maniac Trump world. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan wanted to do this in 1980.
No, really? I did not know that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, but as a, you know, because remember, it had just been put together by Jimmy Carter in the 70s, and it was really seen as this kind of federal overreach of public education. And yeah, from the time of Reagan, the dismantling of the Department of Education has been a conservative goal. Now, so what? Going on 40 years.
Right. And we're kind of waiting around to see what the House is going to look like, whether it's going to be in Republican hands or Democratic hands. We still don't know yet. But if they own all three branches of government, it's going to be very, very difficult for anybody to stop these people.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult. And I think this is the thing we had been really talking about a lot on Busted Pencils, is a genuine concern for the future of public education in America. What does this mean? What does a Trump victory mean? What will it really mean? You know, when you say not only, you know, both branches of government, a Supreme Court and the president, what's in store? Understand that public education at its best was this idea of bringing all of our communities together to create a movement of citizens that actually take serious their role as a participant in the American democracy. And the attack now of saying, you know what, public schools, hey, we're going to put them away. We got a lot of work to do. And so I hate to say it this way, but on Busted Pencils, we're ready. We're excited because we know that what we have been talking about here is at the core, and that hopefully we can rally the people that we were starting to get together to say public education in this country is absolutely something that we must uphold and defend. Whether the Department of Education is dismantled, possibly, I see more likely that there's a Department of Education that's gutted and that we, quote, create an institutional appearance, but that it will just be used to put in place an education vision very similar to what they were talking about. And I'm going to say this right now, don't be surprised if you don't see a push for what's called national school vouchers.
Yes.
Like we have in, yeah, like we have in Wisconsin, the voucher system where, you know what, private school, if you want to send your kids to a private school, no longer is it your responsibility to come up with all the money. The state will just give you a check for $7,000-$9,000, and then you send your kid to the school of their choice. And that happens at the state level, and everybody knows the disaster that it has been from the school vouchers in Wisconsin, that well over 75% of the people taking that voucher now already had their kids in private schools. So in other words, we're funding wealthy people's ability to send their kids to private schools. And then the other part of this, we've talked about this, remember, these are schools that have no accountability to the taxpayers, whose money it will be used to actually pay for a federal voucher too. Yeah. You know, so in other words, hanging out, you know, remember when the dinosaurs and cavemen all kind of hung out together?
Yes,
about
I remember
6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, well, yeah, you know, the thing is, there's not a lot of support for a statewide version of choice, school choice. There isn't. No one wants to see that happen. They do want the public schools to be there.
Yeah, and in fact, there is, you know, some good news in the election. The states that actually put vouchers on the ballot all pushed back against and said, no, we don't want statewide vouchers, which is interesting, right? Because when you put vouchers to the voters all the time reject it and say, no. Public schools, we want our money going to our public schools, not to Slacker to fund his kid to go off to some kind of weird space camp where they can, you know, talk about doing microdoses of mushrooms and then hanging out with dinosaurs and people.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good, actually. Talk to Dr. Tim Slacker from Busted Pencils. Let's go to the phone line, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK.
Well, we do have Space Force.
You lose Mark?
We do have Space Force, so we need a space camp. So
we need space camp. Microdosing with dinosaurs and cave people. I don't know.
I know that. I remember Johnny talking about the fact that he does want choice. He likes choice in schools because he doesn't want to be stuck in a bad school if, in fact, you know, his students go to a bad school. But I think he was talking about having a choice to go to another public school, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. And you know, Johnny points out the reality of saying this, which is to, you know, sometimes public school people get, you know, there's almost forgetting about the fact that, guess what, there are some public schools that sometimes aren't that great. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that if you don't have a great public school, we need to be able to do something about that.
Right.
So that was the kind of indication. There's Mark back.
Yeah, we have Mark back on the phones here. Go ahead, Mark, with your comment or question. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, that is far as it would happen. I mean, we won't need education anymore because I think they'll just eliminate all the child labor laws and
that's right.
Put children right to work.
Mark, that's called workforce development.
They want to get rid of that too. I mean, they're going to get rid of the minimum wage laws and the hourly restrictions on that, and that because. There's so many parallels. You know, I've just been reading this book on Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany and it's an older book, and I mean, but some of the parallels in the language that they're using and the tactics that they used in the election and what their goals are, because I see echoes of that in even for the treatment of women, because in Nazi Germany, women were expected to be the mere vessels that they've been talking about and precious vessels to produce children, and women are supposed to be, you know, well, a little bit educated, but we just want to have strong mothers who, you know, they're strong in the body at least to bear the children that they're going to need for, you know, to have, you know, good strong warriors for whatever accomplishments they want to have there. And I don't know if they're that militaristic at this point. I mean, that they're licking in their chops to go through Mexico like the South apparently wanted to do after the Civil War. Or have casting greedy eyes on the forests of Canada that I don't know if I'd put, and maybe I'm being hyperbolic here, but I don't know if I'd put anything past the people behind Project.
I think you brought up a good point about child labor, lowering the standards for child labor, because we have, you know, in high schools, they prepare people for apprenticeships, right? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. In job opportunities.
Sure.
So what if they just lowered the standard a little bit more and, you know, allowed kids to actually leave school and take a lot of these apprenticeships at a very early age?
Hey, you know what? Like I said, job force work training is never too early to start. Preschool, maybe we can start putting together preschools, you know, themed around certain manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, your kid's got these really small little fingers. We're going to use them to do some kind of micro type of. Yeah. Oh, it's frightening. I know. It's almost you start to potentially, I mean, humor is what helps us get through this.
Yeah.
But the reality of what can happen here, truly a dismantling of public education, what could happen if we did that? What's at stake? Let me put this out there to the potential of somebody who's saying, well, you know, well, why would we care, Tim? Well, okay, here's one thing. You know what? It's my go-to place. You love Friday night football? Great. That's at risk right now. Okay. That's at risk. The kind of team spirit, things that bring together communities that public schools do so well, that's at risk there, because this idea, we don't want that. So the institution of public education is at risk. And we did many, many, many shows up to the election point in saying that, you know, the reality here is that public schools are on the ballot in this election, even though education policy didn't really have any place to be talked about during this election. The reality of Project 2025 and that wish list in there, particularly starting with the dismantling of the Department of Education, that was an indicator to say that the public school message, the mission of public schools was at stake. And so now what are we going to do? How are we going forward with this? What are we worried about?
I think what they're going to do is try to withhold funding for education at least from a federal level, and then force these schools, the public schools, to get rid of ridiculous myths about critical race theory.
Yeah, we don't want to be talking about the fact, you know, I mean, there was this thing called slavery in the past.
Yes.
Now, it, you know, according to some people, it's I don't know what's debate.
A job opportunity.
It's a job training program, right, according to alternative facts.
Sure.
You know, and so we don't want to be too harsh, because there may have been some slave owners who were really concerned about the welfare of their slaves and truly had. See, this is, yeah, critical race theory. And John, pointing that out, I actually like to remind people that that really is shorthand for saying, no, history that we don't like. It's not critical race theory. It's history that doesn't conform to the story we're trying to tell. So something such as slavery, yeah, we're going to put in the back burners the critical understandings of understanding what slavery was about. In fact, we're going to move that away. They're trying to call that critical race theory. I'm trying to say you're suppressing the truth.
Yeah,
that's right. And a lot of times they call it political content. It's woke if we teach them about something like that.
Talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, we got a text here, Tim. Here in Wisconsin, school budgets are already extremely tight. The state has become dependent on federal money so we can cut state taxes with the, I'm not sure what
end
that
of the
says.
Department of Ed.
Yeah.
We will see more budget cuts.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, more budget cuts. And, you know, again, back to Wisconsin. In fact, we just recorded an episode with Jenny Hoffschulte. She's one of the directors of the Wisconsin Public Education Network, who has been largely at helping out, you know, in Wisconsin, the use of referendum to pay for schools. And the reality, too, there is that there's billions of dollars in excess in right now in a rainy day fund that hasn't been allocated to the public schools.
That's right.
It is 6:49. We will continue with Busted Pencils, Dr. Tim Slecker, and talk more about education in Wisconsin right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils, this morning.
By the way, John, let me just mention that Verlo mattresses are available on Madison's east side and west side, or online at verlo.com. Now over to you, John Peterson.
Well, no, I think I've said my piece.
We were talking during the break about football, Friday night football being a gathering place, and community schools are gathering places.
That's right, and if they're going to, you know, destroy the Department of Public Education and then maybe go to a choice system nationwide that would destroy the local public schools and the community support that they provide to cities and towns and villages throughout all our states.
Yeah, not only sports, but also arts and theater.
Right,
and,
the theater,
You know, and that's
people. I mean, so it's people important. Forget. You know, I say we used to, or we still do. We refer to this. You know, your neighbor might take for granted Friday night football, the spring chorus recital,
right,
the kindergarten Halloween parade, all of those things that actually bring together and, in fact, make our communities. These are largely related and connected to the public school system in your community. It's what makes them a thriving community.
Absolutely.
Attacking that is really attacking the fabric of your community and really rooting and moving it out from this form of individual. And people say, like, Tim, well, why would they want to do that? Well, because understand, I'm going to go back to what you were saying, John, during the break, is that, hey, guess what? That community kind of hugging and stuff, that's that Marxist socialist crap we want to get rid of anyway.
That's right. You know, Marxist maniacs.
You're like, wait a minute. You get Marxist maniacs. It's like Friday Night Football. Hey, that shows some form of a community connection, a collective coming together. And for some, that is shorthand for Marxist maniacs.
Yeah. I often tell the story about driving up north and driving through a little town called Navarino. And they had a school up there, and the school was thriving. And people, I would see events at that school. Every time I drive through to see my parents, I'd see, you know, lots of people, the community out at that school. In fact, it was so busy there that they put this incredible baseball field in and playground, and it was just thriving. And that school disappeared, and all of that is now shuttered, and it's just used for storage, the building. And I kept thinking, and it hits me to this day, that community died. You know, it's just not the same, because they have all this money put away in the state, all this surplus they say is a surplus. Mm-hmm. It's not a surplus. It's money they're not spending on public education or other things as well.
Go back. I mean, that's the thing, too. You know, the fact that continued taxpayers have to tax themselves to pay for the necessities of public schools in a state right now, Wisconsin, that's sitting on billions, billions, as Dr. Evil said, in billions, you know, with a B.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrendous. And that's outside of, you know, the Trump winning now. But where does this attitude come from, too, of not funding public schools? Well, that's part of the conservative, you know, that's their language, you know, getting rid of public schools, not funding it. And the easiest way you do that is defunding. So back to Trump now taking over Project 2025 in the Department of Education. Yeah, you know what they can do? Whether they blow it up and say there's no Department of Education, or whether they defund it down to the fact that it can't have the ability to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same darn thing, because some people are like, you know, that was just in there to attract people. They're not really going to do it. They might not really do it. They might actually just create a new agency that is going to be its inability to do anything. And in fact, maybe some of the other things it could do, and John and Gordy, I know we'd talk about this, the whole idea of accreditation.
Right. Right.
You know, and the fact of accreditors, and, you know, doing a lot of the work that I've done in the last 25 years in higher education is accredited. For example, a lot of colleges around the area are accredited by what's called the Higher Learning Commission. The Higher Learning Commission comes in as an independent body and essentially looks at your college and says, hey, the degrees you're offering are legitimate. The faculty that are teaching there are qualified, and the courses are real courses. So this is a legit college. Understand that is what's under attack right now.
Right.
They want to get rid of that process that comes in and says, this is a legitimate college. This is a legitimate teacher education program. This is a legitimate program to offer medical training for medical doctors. We don't need any accreditation anymore, because guess what? Leave it up to the markets to determine, and the best doctors will be prepared by the best medical schools if you just get rid of those darn regulations.
All right, you scared me enough there. Huh? Well, you know what is that? What were you?
No,
saying?
I was just thinking, you know, it's an opportunity in a capitalist market for John, Gordy, and Tim to open our own medical school.
Wow, I didn't think of that. I love that.
Could do that.
You know, we could put Hulk Hogan in charge of that. We're trying to think of a job Hulk Hogan could have in the administration, because every other person that has become a celebrity through Trump is now finding a position in his administration. But I don't know if we have time for this.
We got a minute left.
He wants to tax higher education endowments in order to fund his American Academy, Tim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because, you know, colleges for the longest time have been largely responsible for creating Marxist maniacs. Most of that maniac money comes from those endowments that have been off limits. So.
Yeah.
Woo.
You know, Dr. Tim Slegger.
We never have enough time, Tim. Absolutely. It was fun again.
That's right. But you can catch Busted Pencils Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They drop new podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Also on
Saturday,
the new
3
program
p.m.
at 3 p.m. It's great to hear you again.
Tim, great to talk to you.
Say hello to Johnny.
Thank
Gordy.
You. All right. Thank you, fellas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long now. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.